On Tuesday, the Idaho Anti-Trafficking Coalition is hosting a community event called Sex Slaves in Idaho Hide in Plain Sight. To give people the tools to identify and prevent the practice, head of the coalition, Jennifer Zielinski, says the event has gained so much steam they've had to find a bigger venue, and says Idaho's rural nature gives traffickers more places to hide, which is why the trade is thriving here, and more predators are enticing victims online.
Through false promises, through promising a wonderful life, maybe showering them with gifts and developing a relationship. And then beyond that, there is a process of force and coercion. Oftentimes, drugs are involved, so then they become a victim.
Sex trafficking is believed to be a $90 billion a year industry and exploits more than 20 million adults and children worldwide. Zielinski says Idaho needs to catch up with the rest of the country in its efforts to fight sex trafficking.
Idaho is far, far behind. We have other states that have been working on these initiatives for well over 15, 18 years. And so we're just now putting this on the radar.
There have been more than 400 calls from Idaho to the National Human Trafficking Hotline in the last decade. In fact, last month, more than 80 suspicious ads were posted on Backpage.com advertising girls in Boise. Zielinski says Idaho is working on a safe harbor law that will focus on rehabilitative rather than punitive process for victims, and says securing safe housing is a key component for helping victims. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.